Hello and welcome to the 8th episode of the Inner Peace series, a series of programs aimed at exploring a meditation technique called Sahaja Yoga and guiding you through its practical steps. Stress reduction is probably the main reason why so many take to meditation, because we understand that our stresses mostly come from our futuristic thinking, and meditation is a good remedy for that. But what makes many of us think so much? Why does it seem like we are helpless in stopping our thoughts? As you might have guessed, it has something to do with our subtle system, mostly with the second chakra and the right channel, to be exact. As always, we start the episode with meditation. So go where you usually meditate and sit nice and comfortably. If you remember from previous episodes, we move our right hand to raise our kundalini and get into meditation. This time, we'll try to do the complete form of that. It is a simple hand exercise which in Sahaja Yoga is referred to as raising kundalini. When you are ready, put your left hand in front of your body, maybe 5-10 centimeters away from your body, below the stomach. Your left palm should be facing upward, and left hand fingers should be pointing to the right. Slowly raise your left hand along your spine to the top of the head. Now, while you are raising your left hand, rotate your right hand around it. When your hands reach the top of your head, tie an imaginary knot there with both your hands, as if you're knotting a string with your hands above the top of your head. Raise the left hand along the spine while rotating the right hand around it, and tie an imaginary knot when your hands reach the top of the head. Do this 3 times. We do this exercise before and after the meditation, and in the description there is a link to a video of this exercise. Have a look at it to make sure you're doing it correctly. After raising kundalini, close your eyes and put both of your hands on the ground. You don't need to say anything or do anything. Just keep your attention on the top of your head and don't let it waver too much. Let the torrent of thoughts and emotions, worries and stresses pass. And soon you'll be well above them all. This second chakra is called Swadhisthana, and it corresponds with the abdominal aortic plexus. This center is placed below our stomach. One of its most important functions is to break down the fat particles in the abdomen to replace the gray and white cells of the brain, thus generating the energy which fuels our thinking and creativity. This center is also the starting point of the right energy channel, the Pingala Nadi. A balanced person uses the energy of right channel to act based on the desires and inspirations which come from the left channel. However, sometimes we use the energy of this channel to think about the future, to criticize, and to dominate others. By too much movement in this direction, we develop an egocentric and selfish character. It becomes harder and harder to stop thinking about the uncertain future, because our Swadhisthana is constantly working to fuel our thinking. This vicious cycle is the sad reality of many working professionals who have to deal with the stresses of modern life. However, regular meditation breaks down the cycle by calming the Swadhisthana chakra and bringing the right channel to balance. If during your meditation you're thinking too much about the future, or are still stressed, jumpy, or agitated, you can do the exercise we did back in episode 3. With your attention on top of your head, bend your left hand up from the elbow so that your left fingers are pointing towards the sky and your left palm is facing back. You can pray in your heart, "Mother, please cool down my right side." Then place both of your hands back on your lap. And let's sit in silent meditation for a few more minutes. After desire and creation comes the perfection and evolution. So join us next time as we explore the Nabi Chakra, which deals with our evolution and therefore is directly related to inner peace.